You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Earlier this week, Auckland Council unveiled their draft Auckland Regional Land Transport Plan. While the plan is due to be submitted at the start of August, Auckland residents can submit feedback until the 17th of June. The plan goes over the council's approach to funding and enacting policies to improve the city's transport networks over the next decade, including the prioritisation of trains, buses and cycleways over car-based travel. Additionally, later today, the government is due to announce this year's budget, which follows cuts to the regional fuel tax, leaving a hole in council funding. In our weekly catch-up with the Auckland Council, I speak to Councillor Shane Henderson about the regional land transport plan and the council's hopes for the upcoming budget announcement. So the draft regional transport plan came out recently, and for those who haven't read it or those who aren't sure what it's about, could you give a little bit of a brief summary about what it is?
Yes, the regional transport plan is essentially setting in place the future of transport for Auckland, for our city. And look, I would just encourage people to give their feedback. So jump on AK, have your say. And, you know, don't get too worried about the detail. Maybe just kind of tell us about how you see getting around the city and how you can make it a bit easier. Obviously, I'm looking for specific feedback around things like public transport, walking and cycling. Those are really key areas, I think, for our city. So, yeah, if you jump on and help us out, that'd be really great.
On public transport, over the summer and at the start of this year, we had some delays, especially on the trains, you know, like hot tracks, understaffing. Are these and other issues things we should expect to be targeted with funding and other support moving forward?
Yeah, that's the hope, hey. I think it really depends a lot on submissions, so just plugging that one again. But yeah, we had a really frustrating summer, and actually every summer I think people are really annoyed with the level of maintenance that's required and the time it takes. I wonder how we can sort of look at investment there to make things a bit easier for people, because public transport's got to be reliable day to day. That's how people can sort of start to use it in a great number.
Moving along, we've got train station developments that have been coming in place over the last few years with Mount Eden Station and more recently Karanghape Road and Aotea Station developments. Does this plan have any impact on those?
Yeah, so it sure does. So the CRL is going to be an absolute game changer for Auckland. So it's going to result in more new stations across the central city. And we're seeing the building going on right now. Albert Street's been very busy recently. But yeah, it's going to turn Britomart into a through station, and it's going to really unlock our train network. But I think you've rightly pointed out we need to rely on that and to have that maintained to an acceptable level first. So that's kind of the two things there.
I guess what's the timeline on those? When should we expect those to be coming through?
Yeah, so the thing to explain to listeners here is that we're looking at kind of finishing them next year. I don't have the timeframes right in front of me, but there's going to be an extensive amount of testing that needs to be done. So it's going to be quite confusing for people looking at it and seeing it sort of virtually finished, but we're going to be looking at months and months of trains testing it to make sure that it's okay, health and safety-wise and all that, to bring people through. So, yeah, just an early heads up about that, because I can imagine the questions I'm going to get about it.
And then moving on to the budget later today, I guess, what is council sort of looking for in these budget announcements coming out at 2 p.m?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for us is extra sources of revenue. How we're funding local government in this country is becoming increasingly difficult and increasingly arcane. We need to look at things like a share of GST or GST back on rates, things like that, that will actually incentivise economic development in our city and actually provide a source of revenue that's desperately needed, because the current situation, it's just not acceptable.
I guess a combination of these two topics here. We saw the regional fuel tax scrapped earlier this year, and that was being used to fund several transport policies. How well is council, I guess, coping with that decreased funding moving forward?
Yeah, it's left a massive hole in our budget to the tune of something like nearly $700 million of public revenue. That's a huge thing. And the regional fuel tax was sort of more equitable across the city than maybe some of the other proposals that have come forward to fill that gap, because everyone's paying at the pump, right? We are having to increase our investment, and we've done that through the long-term plan, but we're sort of continually asking government for more of a share of the transport funding as well, so that's kind of what we've got to do.
Aside from funding, is there anything else particularly that council is looking for in the budget announcements later today?
I think the main thing for us is a city deal process. So what that is, it basically treats Auckland like a state government like you'd have in Australia. We sit down around the table with government and we say, look, maybe let's look at our decision-making allocations and let's look at the funding that's attached to that, because Auckland can kind of stand on its own feet a bit more than that and probably needs increased decision-making powers, because we're sort of more accountable to the ratepayer on a day-to-day level. That's kind of the basic sell of it. But yeah, we're hoping to, and my understanding is that things have been quite positive with government. We're hoping to kind of keep that idea going.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add on today?
No, I think that's all good. I just jumped on a great WX1 and it's a fantastic bus service.
Yeah.
Just a plug for all the listeners out there to give it a try.
That was Auckland Council's Shane Henderson speaking to me about the council's regional land transport plan and the upcoming budget announcements. We'll be right back after a short break. This is Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Council.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.